Chapter 6 of the story, Believe. Beltane. Bea drove to the Beltane Day Retreat, with her windows down, sunroof open, and music from a dear friend blasting on the radio. She was enjoying the full transition to spring that May held in the mountains, with the rhododendrons in full bloom, to be followed in a few weeks by the mountain laurel. She felt excitement about the day and the celebration of Beltane. As she pulled up along the winding driveway to the mountain cabin, she took in the scenery around her, dotted with ferns, trees heavy with the full weight of all their green leaves, and the secret hope to spy a bear or two known to live in the woods that surrounded their sacred spot. Beth was already parked, and Shanae was pulling up behind her. They gathered the supplies they would need and walked the flower-lined path to the shady location of the cabin. Inside, flowers adorned the circle where each of them had a meditation pillow to alight upon for the day's retreat. Kelsey had done a great job of creating a sanctuary that truly reflected the bursting beauty of spring outside. The shelves along the walls had various plant cuttings and glass jars of varying shapes filled with water. Beside them were stones used for meditation and ritual. A soft light was streaming through the windows that were left open to welcome the cool breeze from outside. Allie arrived a few minutes later, greeting each of the women and then settled into the ritual. She welcomed in the directions, ancestors, and guides, while thanking the land. Allie talked about the celebration of Beltane, that the Celtics viewed this time as the beginning of their summer, when the fields were well on their way to producing the much-needed sustenance for their community. It was a time when the tribes came together to celebrate the fertility of the light half of the year. Once the ritual had concluded, the group set up into their writing time. Until Bea picked up her pen to write, she'd forgotten about the tumultuous spot she left the women in when she last wrote of Lee's journey to meet the crone living high up in the mountains. Just as Lee had predicted, as the women began their ascent up the first mountain range, Bea told the group she was leaving. She'd heard of a shortcut up to the cave offered by one of the villagers and was restless to get to their destination. She had two other women who decided to join her, so the group separated here and went their own ways. Megan was against this separation, as she felt they would be safer traveling in a larger group. However, Bea was determined. So, with resignation that she was not going to change her mind, Megan acquiesced to this decision and wished her well, hoping that they would meet again in the near future. Lee was very settled about this change. She knew that Bea had her own path to take, and while it would undoubtedly prove to be the harder path, she felt in her bones that it was Bea's destiny, so she wished her well on her journey. Lee trusted that they would find their way back to one another. Only three women remained in Lee's group, Megan, Lily, and herself, so they started on their long trek up the mountain path to find the wise old crone. The views across the valley were breathtaking, and the gentle breeze was a welcome relief from the hot, stagnant air in the meadows from which they had just left. The trail wound around and over the small mountain range they had to cross before the steep climb would begin in a week or two. Bea was fuming as she set off on a very different path, muttering to herself about the unnecessary delays that Lee's path had created. She was so focused on her frustration that she missed the turn in the trail and ended up in an unmarked part of the forest near the base of the mountain. The distraction of this emotional state overrode her natural instincts about direction, and she found herself lost for several hours before she and her two companions made their way back to the marked trail. She hoped that this was not a sign of a bad choice made in the heat of a moment when she marched off from the others, creating this split in the traveling crew. V whispered an apology to the others and offered that they make camp for the night so they could rest for the next day's climb. Her sleep was fitful that night, her slumber marred by scraps of dreams about fire, wild animals, and being caught in brambles along the forest floor. Several miles away, at a higher elevation, Lee, Megan, and Lily wandered along the mountain trail, enjoying the perfume of the blossoms that surrounded them. Eventually, they made camp for the night. While sitting around the fire, they shared their worries and concerns for V and the other two women that left with her. Megan and Lily were sharing their worries when Lee told them that she knew this was V's destiny, that there was something that she was intended to learn on her path that would not have occurred if she remained on this one. She acknowledged that while it was hard to watch those we care about make a decision you knew would cause them grief, we each needed to respect the individual's journey we were all on in this lifetime and the next. The women finally settled down for the night to a peaceful slumber that would take them to the early sunrise across the valley below them the next morning. B was reluctant to end her riding when she heard the soft calling of Allie's voice to let the group know their time was up. They all shared their stories, and the women had several questions for Bee about the reason for the separation of the women travelers. She said she was as puzzled as they were about the need for this pivot in the story, and wondered if it spoke to a deeper knowing she had about her own relationships, that she had often tried to rescue those in her life from terrible circumstances emerging out of their own decisions, until she realized that it was not her place to interfere with their life lessons. Remembering and respecting this was her own lesson to learn in this lifetime, so she would not carry it into the next.